All right. You know, you see someone, it's just a brief moment, but then you think to yourself, oh, they cute. How do I get back in touch with them, especially if I don't have a name or number?
Well, you do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it and shine a spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. This is a woman for man.
Uh-huh.
I barfed on you at the 5K.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Already.
Oh, no.
This is tragic.
Oh,
this has a level of tragedy already.
Oh, this is terrible.
You were the tall, attractive man wearing a tank top that said, I thought they said rum, not run. Which honestly should have been my first clue that the universe was about to humble me.
Uh-huh.
I was a 30-something female wearing my cute new race outfit.
Yeah.
Still marinating in tequila from the night before.
Oh, no.
I've been replaying our meet cute in my head over and over across the finish line of that 5K, and I knew I had made several poor life choices.
Oh, no.
My body took about 2 seconds to evaluate the situation and then decided, absolutely not. I turned to the side and, well, unleashed a dramatic sidewalk exorcism of last night's dinner and alcohol.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, the splash zone included you. Specifically, your shins.
Oh.
You're very patient, very attractive shins. I remember apologizing approximately 47 times while whispering, I want to die.
We've been there.
Meanwhile, you, a literal gentleman, calmly asked if I was okay while standing there in the blast radius like some kind of noble barf lifeguard. Not even mad, just concerned.
Aww.
Honestly, that level of composure while a stranger projectiles last night's margarita onto your legs, green flag, huge green flag.
Yes.
You even walked me to the medical tent while I tried to disappear into the earth.
Aw.
And then you vanished.
Oh, no.
Like a sweaty, compassionate running angel. If this finds you, I promise I'm normally fun at parties and only occasionally weaponize my stomach content.
Oh, wow.
I'd love a chance to reconnect and prove I'm more than just the woman who redecorated your calves with regret.
Oh, jeez.
Bonus proof. It's you. You laughed when I said, at least now you know I'm not a quitter. My stomach finished the race, too.
Yes.
Rum tank top guy, if you're out there, coffee? Drinks? Non-vomit related reunion? From the girl who PR'd in embarrassment and stomach evacuation.
Oh, poor girl.
Running emoji.
Yes.
Peach emoji? Skull.
That's a margarita.
Oh, it's a margarita. Oh, I couldn't see it.
You don't
No.
Yeah,
no,
you don't have your glasses on.
I don't have my glasses on.
Poor girl.
Dang it. Dang it. Yes, Marg's the night before. Not
before
great,
a 5K
that's not
race.
The training manual.
All right. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Man for woman, you accidentally stopped a crime and my heart.
Oh, wow. Hero. What I hear is hero.
You had black hair. We're wearing a hoodie, sweatpants, holding a Mountain Dew and a bag of Doritos like a late-night snack goddess sent from above.
Wow, what a combo.
I was the dude standing by the door of that convenience store suddenly having an existential crisis. All right, so here's the situation. Full honesty, because secrets ruin relationships.
Oh, it's a good start.
I walked into that store with, well, let's call it a very poorly thought-out plan to get some quick cash for my rent.
What?
Not proud of it.
He was gonna rob the place?
Rent is aggressive these days, and my bank account looks like a ghost town.
Oh, no!
And then you turned your head and smiled at me. Just a normal smile, casual, friendly, but my brain immediately short-circuited, and suddenly I'm standing there thinking things like, is this what love feels like?
Wow! That's thrown to 60.
Do criminals deserve happiness?
Oh, no!
Should I maybe not commit a felony in front of this woman who looks like she listens to true crime podcasts?
That one. Let's go with that one. Let's go with that one.
I can't believe this. You stopped me cold.
Okay.
I smiled back.
Yeah?
And then I turned around and left.
Okay.
Mission aborted.
Good.
Crime canceled.
Yes.
Personal growth achieved.
Awesome.
Because if ever there was going to be a chance with you, the first meeting cannot mean be yelling everybody on the floor while you're just trying to enjoy some Doritos.
Yes.
That's not the rom-com meet cute anyone wants.
That is not going to work out only for Flynn Rider.
You probably just thought, why'd that weird guy walk in, stare at me for 10 seconds, smile and leave? Well, now you know.
Okay.
You accidentally prevented a robbery and nothing but a hoodie energy and snack confidence.
Did we need to admit any of this out loud?
He said...
It didn't sound like anybody knew what he was up to.
He said secrets ruin relationships.
Oh, okay.
If you
All
happen
right.
to see this, I'd love to take you to dinner.
Okay.
Somewhere real nice.
Maybe you pay?
Somewhere upscale. That definitely doesn't have a cash register I'm thinking about, Robin. LOL.
Wow.
You saved that convenience store that night, and maybe, just maybe, my life trajectory.
Oh, wow. She diverted him from a total life of crime. Also, what makes him think he can take her out to a swanky place if he's thinking about robbing a place to pay rent?
This is a guy who makes bad life choices.
Okay.
And probably not great with money.
Okay.
So he's, maybe he's seeing,
starting on a better path.
Maybe he's seeing his priorities being,
yes.
Okay, I would rather spend money on taking this fine lady out to a nice steak dinner.
That's a better thought. That is a better
thought.
All
right, so whether you're looking for the guy you barfed on or the lady who prevented you from robbing a convenience store.
But again, maybe we didn't need to tell her that because nobody knew that. Maybe you just didn't even need to admit that to anybody out loud. Maybe.
It could be one thing, and that is Craigslist.
I don't know if she's going to enjoy that quality.